Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week, I'm going to talk about sleeping. Do you remember those days of old when you were a child, teenager, young adult, and being able to sleep 10 to 12 hours at a time? Little did we know what a gift that was. I think my record for sleeping was 20 plus hours, and I was still tired when I got up. My mom claimed it was because I had overslept. But as an adult, I call BS on that. One thing's for sure, though, as you get older, sleeping becomes an ever-elusive quest. I've been wondering, what causes a person to sleep less soundly and for shorter periods of time as they age? And why are we all going to the bathroom at 3 a.m.? Given that both my wife and I have the inability to get a good night's sleep, I thought I'd offer the following insight. First, the older you get, the more pain you have. You just don't heal like you used to when you were younger. Our backs are broken, our knees are blown out, our shoulders feel like they've been torn in half, and our necks are so jammed that pillows even hurt. Second, you get interesting medical issues as you get older, like restless leg syndrome. My wife has this fun ailment, and it leads to her thrashing our bed like a windmill, and more than once kicking me in some unmentionable location. Third, there's snoring. The older you get, the more you snore. How do you know if your snoring is a serious problem? Well, for me, I knew my snoring had become a serious problem when I began waking myself up with my own snoring. Good Lord, that's loud. People get very creative at battling sleeping challenges. We use a fan in our bedroom. It's so loud it drowned out the last 6.5 earthquake. Well, that was until stuff started falling off the walls. My wife bought a great device that lets her sleep on a slim water mattress, and she can control the temperature of the water. She gets all the benefit of sleeping in a temperature-controlled environment, but she isn't rolling off the bed like those wave water machine beds of the 70s. And of course, there's meditation, stretching, turning off electronic devices an hour before bed. Now, doctors recommend the following. Don't drink alcohol at night. Don't eat sugar or snack late at night. Don't drink caffeine past noon. Don't touch nicotine, and so on and so on. Now, at this point, you figure you might as well be dead, because literally, they've taken away anything that was any fun at all. Well, except living. Living's pretty fun, so I may have to think about that a bit more. As for myself, I have tried every sleeping aid known to mankind. CBD, Kirkland sleep aid pills, generic Ambien, and more herbal supplements than most Wiccan witches use. Now, the effectiveness of all these things varies, but usually I can mix up some sort of concoction that lets me fall asleep. Now, staying asleep? That's an entirely different challenge. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I don't know how you're sleeping at night, but if you're as sleep challenged as I am, you can always put this Community Comment on a loop, and if that doesn't bore you to sleep, well, nothing will.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.